Hello, my name is Kathy, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today as we journey through the season of Advent and our devotional guide called Threads of Promise. Today is Tuesday, December the 9th. Right now, we're focusing our attention on the promise that Christ will come again. Today, I'll be reading 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 through 5, 11, and offering my devotional thoughts on the passage, and I'll be reading from the Amplified Bible. Let us read together, remembering that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 through 5, 11. Hear God's word as we read today. Now we do not want you to be uninformed, believers, about those who are asleep in death, so that you will not grieve for them as the others do who have no hope beyond this present life. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, as in fact he did, even so God, in the same way, by raising them from the dead, will bring with him those believers who have fallen asleep in Jesus. For we say this to you by the Lord's own word, that we who are still alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will in no way precede into his presence those believers who have fallen asleep in death. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a shout of command, with the voice of the archangel, with the blast of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain on the earth will be simultaneously be caught up, raptured together with them, the resurrected ones, in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort and encourage one another with these words concerning our reunion with believers who have died. The Day of the Lord, 5:1. So as to the times and dates, brothers and sisters, you have no need for anything to be written to you, for you yourselves know perfectly well that the day of the return of the Lord is coming just as a thief comes unexpectedly and suddenly in the night. While they are saying, peace and safety, all is well and secure, then in a moment unforeseen, destruction will come upon them suddenly, like labor pains on a woman with child, and they will absolutely not escape, for there will be no way to escape the judgment of the Lord. But you, believers, all you who believe in Christ as Savior and acknowledge Him as God's Son, are not in spiritual darkness, nor held by its power, that the day of judgment would overtake you by surprise like a thief. For you are all sons of light and sons of day. We do not belong to the night, nor to the darkness. So then let us not sleep in spiritual indifference as the rest of the world does, but let us keep wide awake, alert, and cautious, and let us be sober, self-controlled, calm, and wise. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who are drunk, get drunk at night. But since we believers belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope and confidence assurance of salvation. For God has not destined us to incur his wrath, that is, he did not select us to condemn us, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died willingly for us, so that whether we are awake, alive, or asleep, dead, at Christ's appearing, we will live together with him, sharing eternal life. Therefore, encourage and comfort one another and build up one another, just as you are doing. This devotion is titled, Children of Light. A parent often hears these questions. Who did that? What will it be like? When will we know? Where are you? Why did you do that? The Greek word parousia translates come in 1 Thessalonians 4:15, the entry of a triumphant ruler and his army. Entering a city, his loyal followers come out to welcome and accompany him as he enters. Paul addresses the questions of believers. When will Christ come again? Who will come with him? Where will I be? What will happen to those who have fallen asleep? Why will it happen like that? Paul answers who and what that reminds believers that even Christ didn't know when. Christians live not as those with no hope, but rather as those who hope in a living Savior. Before Christ, the Israelites lived in the hope of a Messiah who would liberate them from foreign rulers. Christians wait in the expectant hope of our risen, triumphant King, entering our midst, surrounded by those who are asleep in death, that great cloud of witnesses in Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2. Although I don't know when Christ will come again, I know with certainty what will happen and where I will be. I will be in one of two places, either accompanying Christ in those who sleep in death, my parents, my grandparents, and the many Christian mentors who helped form me, or I will be with earthly believers greeting the triumphal Christ returning to earth. Christ's return will be unexpected and sudden, as when a thief comes. I am to focus not on the who, what, when, where, or why questions, but rather on the how. How should I act, wait, and approach each day until Christ comes again? 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 5 and 6 in the Amplified Version says, "For you are all sons of light and sons of day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then let us not sleep in spiritual indifference as the rest of the world does, but let us keep wide awake, alert and cautious, and let us be sober, self-controlled, calm and wise." That great cloud of witnesses taught me to practice being the light of Christ to the world. As in Matthew 5, "A lamp on a lampstand, a light to those with no hope, who may see how I act, live, and love Christ, and come to a saving knowledge of Him." In her collection, Letters from Mother, Mildred McMurray shares her experience during the Easter service of the 1964 Billy Graham Crusade in Birmingham, Alabama. In the afternoon sunlight, one could not distinguish black from white, just a sea of faces. Light reduces differences, and God's light reveals all His children as needy pensioners of His grace. Pray with me. Lord, send out Your light and Your truth. Let them lead me to Your holy hill and to Your dwelling. Since we are light in You, Lord, may we walk as children of light. Amen.